Here is a compaction chart quantitating the degree of compaction to be achieved by the folding of our new structure into a chromosome. This chart assumes the human full genome count of 6 × 10⁹ base pairs. In current textbooks, the figure for the total length of all the DNA in all 46 chromosomes is usually given as being approximately 2 meters, assuming, of course, the Watson-Crick structure with its 3.4 angstrom base pair spacing. This would give rise to an average length for each one of the cell's 46 chromosomes of about 44 millimeters. Since, however, our model employs not the Watson-Crick structure, but the Wu straight ladder structure, which has 6.8 angstrom spacing, twice that of Watson-Crick DNA, we therefore see, in line 1 of the chart, a figure which is commensurately twice as large, namely 88 millimeters, for the average length of a completely extended human chromosome. Therefore, relative to the dimensions of our Wu straight ladder structure, the 88 angstrom length represents a compaction of 1, i.e., no compaction at all. Now, in our new histone structure, there is a Wu tetraplex, i.e., a pair of intercalated duplexes, in each of its four corners. We therefore have 2 × 4 = 8 Wu duplexes per nucleosome, so we immediately have an eightfold compaction. Next, we assemble 6 histone octamers into a 30-nanometer fiber, which provides an additional 6-fold compaction, or 48-fold in all. The time has now come to consider the 300-nanometer fold, widely presumed to be the next stage of higher-order chromatin structure.